Well, hello there, everyone. James Hilliard back with you. Joining all of us today is Dr. Mohamed Ayed. He is the Director of Modern Workplace Solutions for Microsoft Health and Life Sciences in the U.S. Glad to have him on board for this Connection Point podcast. Runaway data growth. We all know it's a major concern for all IT organizations out there. How data is protected, extremely important. And we've got organizations of all types out there really wanting to utilize the power of the cloud for its resiliency, for its flexibility. But when it comes to healthcare, there has been a little hesitancy to adopt cloud. So what we really are going to try and break down on this episode of Connection Point is address the usage of cloud for healthcare. Also talk about some of the key considerations, including HIPAA compliance requirements. That'll get a good amount of talk time for sure. So again, Mohamed, thank you for taking time to join me here today, to join all of us. A lot of healthcare organizations, a little wary about moving to the cloud. There are concerns about security, compliance. You've got things specifically around HIPAA that are concerns for folks. So my question to you is, when that comes up in conversation with a customer, how do you address those concerns?
It's important, James, to understand that, you know, the concerns are valid. Absolutely. If you are considering a move to the cloud, if you are what's known in healthcare as being a covered entity, and a covered entity is a health plan, a hospital provider organization, any really clinical provider that is subject to HIPAA regulations, you have those concerns. You have concerns around compliance with the law. You have concerns around securing patient information and the privacy of patient information. You're going to want to know exactly how your business associates are going to support your security and compliance as you go into the cloud. When looking at Microsoft, when we hear this question from our customers or healthcare organizations that we're working with, it's important for us to be really transparent on our approach to HIPAA compliance and security in the cloud and make sure that our operations are as transparent as possible to that customer. And this is kind of where I typically spend a lot of time, is to explain that Microsoft's approach to HIPAA was rooted in working with the industry. So this wasn't something that Microsoft decided to do on a whim or decided to do on their own. We really took the time to work with our industry counterparts to bring in and create a consortium of academic medical centers, health plans, provider organizations, government officials, and have them look over our shoulders as we implemented all the safeguards required by HIPAA and HITECH and, you know, et cetera, et cetera. And as a result of that effort, we actually turned over the pen to that consortium of healthcare entities to craft a business associates agreement for HIPAA compliance that they would be happy with, that they would trust. And so what we end up with is an approach to HIPAA that is both, you know, industry validated and widely adopted.
I think everyone online knows that Microsoft has been involved here providing this for a good long time and has been evolving just like HIPAA has been evolving. What I want to dive into here is the fact that there's still a lot of evolution. What is Microsoft doing? How are you seeing the approach to make sure that security and privacy and compliance continue to be rock solid as the tech continues to evolve and move and grow?
What's important for the audience here to also know is that, just as you said, the technology is constantly evolving. So we're continuously investing in adding new capabilities. And it's important for a organization that's partnering with a cloud vendor like Microsoft or others to be aware of what that compliance and security roadmap looks like for all these new innovations. Microsoft here is unique in the market in terms of our approach to bringing security and compliance into the product as we're building it. Let me be more specific. Microsoft research and development in bringing these new solutions, we're either developing and writing the code ourselves, we're building those solutions ourselves, or we sometimes acquire technology and we absorb that technology and we integrate it into what Microsoft is currently building. And so in order to standardize security and compliance across all of our solutions, we have a governance, risk, and compliance framework that we apply internally to all of these investments, whether they're developed in-house or whether they're acquired. And so you see technologies moving through this process of first getting, you know, the baseline ISO security certifications. Then we go into, you know, some standards that are important for the technology industry. And then you see government regulations and compliance with government standards or other standard setting bodies, whether it's, you know, HIPAA or HITRUST or PCI or what have you. And so we go through these layers of compliance. But what's important for, I guess, our customers to understand is that at a foundational level, everything that we do is hosted in that HIPAA-secured environment, but we look at service-specific compliance. I'll give you an example. All of our cloud solutions are hosted in what's known in the marketplace as Microsoft's Azure platform. So that's where Office 365 is hosted. That's where our Dynamics platform is hosted. That's where, you know, Xbox is hosted, right? So all of our services are hosted on Azure. And so Azure itself needs to be a secure platform. But then as we layer on these applications and services, we do that service-specific security and compliance review to ensure that the service itself also meets those standards.
Mohammed, let's do this. In terms of something you brought up just a couple moments ago, these BAAs, individual healthcare organizations, they have their own HIPAA business associate agreements. When they're making a decision and moving to Microsoft, utilizing cloud services there, are there any issues that come up with what they might already have as their BAAs and then working with Microsoft's BAAs?
Yep, and this is perhaps one of the most frequent questions that we get, especially from some of the larger health systems that are managing, you know, multiple vendors, right? And they want to have standardized language that their legal teams have already agreed to. It's what they're comfortable with. What's important to understand about working with a cloud partner like Microsoft is just the sheer scale of the cloud operation, right? And I would say to those organizations that the fact that Microsoft standardizes its BAA should be a source of comfort, because ultimately the BAA, what the BAA document does, it's a contract at the end of the day. It's language that memorializes the business associate's commitment to implementation of all the requirements of HIPAA and high tech, et cetera. Obviously, there's some base elements to that contract that need to be in place, and we meet those. And as I said, our approach to work with the industry was to make sure that, hey, you guys tell us what you need to be in this contract. We'll match that, right? Or we'll, that's what we'll put in. And that's what we've done.
Let's move on to a couple other things, a couple more minutes here before we wrap things up here. Let's go back to some of the covered entities there. And I'm only going to assume that folks come and they say, you know what, Mohammed, you know what, Microsoft, we need to ensure 100% that we are compliant in the Microsoft cloud. How can you show us that, prove that to us, make us feel comfortable? So how do you do that?
So the first is, what is my business associate doing to ensure that the environment itself is compliant? So we do that part, and we offer the contractual assurance that we're doing that part via the BAA. That's part one, which is everything we've talked about so far. Part two is going to be, what are the tools and capabilities that are built into these platforms that enable a covered entity to meet their own compliance? So this is where we get into some of the security capabilities, such as rights management, identity and access management, audit trails, encryption. So all of these are tools that the configuration of which is in the hands of the covered entity, right? And they can use their own framework for application of HIPAA to configure the platform and to administer the platform in a HIPAA compliant manner. Now, obviously, this is kind of where it gets a little bit tricky, because as a business associate, we can certainly explain to you, hey, here's all the functionality that you have that can help you become more secure. But it's up to you as the covered entity to actually configure them appropriately based on your understanding of HIPAA, based on your safeguards. And obviously, there might be a difference in how you configure or how you apply security capabilities depending on the size and complexity of your own environment and the risk associated with that. So you always have to also look at it through the lens of risk. Are there, you know, similar risks for a large multi-hospital health system to what would be faced, for example, by a small, you know, three doctor physician practice? Those risks are different, right? And the application of security safeguards are also going to be different. So at the end of the day, the two big shapes are, what is Microsoft doing to ensure compliance? And part two, or the second shape, is what tools are Microsoft providing me to ensure my compliance? We do both. We'll give you the assurance that what we're doing is compliant, and we'll give you the tools to enable you to apply your own safeguards and be compliant.
because at the end of the day, it is still us, any company out there that might be, for lack of a better term, contracting with, working with, partnering with a cloud provider, it's still upon us, those individual companies, to make sure that we are compliant. I mean, that's just kind of the laws and rules as I understand.
I'll give you a good analogy, right? So this is one of the areas of pride of Microsoft. Microsoft does not use customer data for any other purpose other than to provide the service, meaning that there is no mining of the data. There's no additional value that Microsoft drives out of your data as a covered entity other than the fact that we're providing you the service. The analogy I like to use is think of it as a safety deposit box in the bank. We don't actually know what data you're putting in that safety deposit box. It could be your, you know, set of baseball cards, or it could be the crown jewels. We treat all customer data the same, and all of our customer data is secured to the level that meets HIPAA compliance safeguards.
I work with a lot of the high-tech companies out there. I have some insights and knowledge of kind of the adoption of Microsoft Cloud from a broader industry perspective. But what about it in healthcare? What numbers that you can share with me, with all of us, of kind of adoption and use within healthcare?
When Microsoft first started providing cloud services to covered entities, we kind of had that slow start where people were still kind of trying to understand, hey, can Microsoft really do this? But I would say over the last several years, we've had a veritable kind of hockey stick of adoption numbers, right? So today, we have over 12 million users covered by Microsoft's Business Associate Agreement for HIPAA-covered entities. And that number continues to grow every day. And that's across government entities, academic medical centers, hospital systems, health plans, provider organizations, you know, it runs the gamut. And one of the examples I typically like to bring up is the fact that the U.S. Department of Health, the entity that promulgates HIPAA law, decided in November of 2014 to move 125,000 users to Microsoft Cloud Services Office 365. That should be a source of comfort to, you know, other covered entities that are considering Microsoft Cloud Services.
Hey, Mohammed. Good conversation. Really appreciate the time you've spent with all of us here today. Folks, some contact information I want to share with all of you. But before I do that, Mohammed, the big old thank you for taking time and talking with me today.
Thank you, James. This is great.
And folks, for all of you, again, as we kind of said at the beginning, many considerations for healthcare organizations that are going to be using the cloud, including compliancy, you've got cybersecurity, protecting the privacy of PHI, other data, you need to have flexibility. So as you start to consider implementing cloud and determining what the right solution is for your environment, really important to have a trusted advisor on your side. Connection and Microsoft are here to help. Together, dedicated staff is on hand. They can answer any questions. They can jump on a call with you. So we want to invite you to do a couple of things. One, you can visit connection.com/Microsoft. You can also call 1-800-395-8685. We'll get experts on the line, on the phone. They can talk with you. They can talk with you today. So again, 800-395-8685. If you would like to send an email, happy to receive that. Connect@connection.com. With that, that will be where we wrap up this Connection Point episode. I want to thank all of you listeners for being on board. Again, thanks to Mohammed for his conversation here. And we do look forward to catching up with you on our next episode.